Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
secret, super cool codes for really blowing your students right out of the water. Now, what I mean by this are these three-letter codes, which don't seem to mean a lot, but if you put it in front of a word, it gets you into files or pictures, which will just simply blow your students' minds. And what it means is that people write onto the internet, they don't always write files, they can write code into the internet and post it up there, and that code will be a macro or a large program or a list of files for another program. So what's the benefit of this? Well, just sit back and listen. So we know about volcanoes on Earth, and we can talk about a single volcano. But there's no idea of where they form, and do they form in chains? All these things are very obvious if you could actually see the volcanoes marked on Earth. So the thing that you would automatically do is type volcanoes into your browser, and you'd get some articles, information here. But there's something else you can type into your browser. I invite you to do it. And this is to simply type the letters KML or KMZ, but KML, volcanoes. You could do KML plates, tectonic plates, or KML, all sorts of various things, mountain ranges, canyons, anything you want, KML. And what that does, now what you have to do here is to remember that you've got a browser, but what is important is not just the browser, but the code. A browser is a program which sits on your computer. So the KML actually works with Google Earth. So what you have to do is you have to go type in Google Earth and download Google Earth and just load it up and have it sit there. What happens is that if you then go into your browser and type KML, you will KML volcanoes, you'll come up against various files, and select pretty much the first one, which is the Earth's volcanoes KML file. It'll be in brackets rather than a PDF, it'll be a KML file, which is just basically a script file with the names and locations of all the volcanoes. And what happens here is that when you open up, if you open up a PDF document, it will either open up the PDF in your browser or a PDF editor, or if you open up a Word document, it will open up in Word. A KML will open up in Google Earth. Now, what it does is, when you open it up, you'll see Google Earth open up, and you may see a startup screen and all these irritating things. Then you wait for a little while, and you'll see all these little red dots, red and green dots, appear on your screen, and then you'll look at them, you'll say, well, my goodness, that's where all the volcanoes are. And if you actually click on an individual volcano, you can fly into that individual volcano, or on the left hand screen you'll have a series of files, and the ones that I've got is the Holocene and Pliocene. So these are different eras of volcanoes, and this is another mind-boggling idea, is that these are the volcanoes from two different eras, the Pliocene, I'm probably never pronounced that correctly, it's P-L-E-I, I've forgotten the spelling of it, the Pliocene. But that's the typical thing which we refer to from a couple of million years ago right up to the last ice age, which sort of finished about 10,000 years ago, just at the beginning of agriculture, 15,000 years ago. That era is more a human era than a geological era, but that's the ice age volcanoes, or volcanoes that were around the ice age. And then more recent volcanoes been around in the last 10,000 years. So this is an idea that an active volcano is got an incredibly short lifetime. It depends where it is. But then you can click through these individual volcanoes. Now, of course, when you get into Google Google Earth. Here you can actually go in and change the settings to what I do is increase the actual size, the X scale for some reason, a factor of 3, increasing the factor of 3 for the size of the computer screen and the classroom. It just makes it look very dramatic, and you can actually go up and create a path, a fly-through path, describe it, and then you can actually just put on KML file upon KML file, and it will just highlight the various things. So you can put a KML file of national borders or a KML file of tectonic plates, and you can see it then. I think you can also get a historic KML file, which will allow you to move the periodic the plates, to see the plates moving. So this is a fantastic thing, a sort of a secret code. So, and the thing that fascinates me, absolutely fascinates me, in that it was a fairly short time before I worked out, oh, that's how you did it, and actually wrote some of my own KML files. So it's pretty easy to write a KML file. You just store places, and it says, do you want to store it as a KML file? And you can save it and transport it to people and give, ideally, students writing a report or doing a report on something, they should produce a KML file down the place. Now, the thing is that I have shown this to, I would not venture to say, 10 teachers individually. I must admit, for my 10 years at teaching, I've never, I've never ever spoken at a group meeting. That for some reason, we all hear other teachers, but I've never spoken. But what I want to say is individually, this is a piece of technology that for some reason people have got their antenna, or the people I work with have their antenna tuned to information given by a celebrated source further up within, you know, an anointed source within the education department. But that's not to stop you. So if I can just say, just type the letters KML space volcanoes or canyons or mountains or anything else, or you can just do KML files and just search for KML files. It will really enhance your Google Earth experience, and you can sort of use this to really super enhance things. This is different from Google Maps. This is Google Earth, and you can actually go around and see various things. Now, I promise in this, there's actually other beautiful codes that you can use. The other sort of code, which you just need a browser for, because you just need a Java-enabled browser. Now, the interesting thing is that a lot of computers have Java disabled. This is the education department. Computers have Java disabled. But if you have your own computer, you can just type any molecule, and again, rather than KML, a geological thing, it's JMOL, J-M-O-L. And JMOL, if you type methane, ethane, ozone, any molecules, or you're going up, you can even do hemoglobin, anything which has got a molecule that's known, people have to publish them. Which there's also Chime, C-H-I-M-E. Now, Chime's a little bit more difficult because you've got to go through a publisher to download their software, but then Chime is just the most exciting program. JMOL is great because you can actually get a molecule and spin it around. So JMOL is there. And look, I'm going to do another separate podcast telling you about Celestia, because that's just another toast. So, yeah, look, I can podcast all I like and listen to it, but this is just a simple, basic how you do it advice between two people. Yeah, simple advice on how you can actually have vastly expand your internet experience. Thanks for listening. So I really expect you, for your homework, I just want you to type KML volcanoes. I should give a few more examples. And then this basic craft you learn in Google Earth to do it, or JMOL methane, or JMOL benzene, and you will have this most fantastic internet experience. And it's not so much you showing it, just showing the students how to get it on. I think we really should have posters up in the classroom showing basically how you do it. It's the fascination with it all. And of course, Chime is the other extreme thing. So the JML is sort of a static model. Chime, you can actually pull the molecules around. You can actually get a protein molecule and push it around the place. It's just the most fantastic thing to do. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.